Hey folks, your OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the LG Sunrise, also known as the LG L15G. The G stands for GSM, and this is a track phone prepaid device, which is very inexpensive and costs only $30 unlocked without a contract, so it is extremely low cost and budget friendly. Otherwise, it shares distinctive similar features as well as hardware with the LG Lucky or the L16C, and the C stands for CDMA. So basically these are the same phone except for the antennas. This one uses GSM, has a SIM card behind the back cover, and this one uses the CDMA network. As far as other hardware specifications and software specifications, they're basically exactly the same. We do prefer the LG L15G just because that G allows you to insert a SIM card, has a quad band GSM world roaming capabilities. So in the case that you do want to travel, you have potentially the ability for you to use this phone in a wider array of different nations and countries than the CDMA variant. But otherwise, the same performance and the same critiques, the same flaws and the same things that we liked about the Lucky retain and are the same here with the Sunrise. So to start off with the design, it is constructed out of plastic. The front features a 3.8 inch TFT LCD display, which offers only a 480 by 320 resolution, so it's not very sharp, and colors do seem a bit muted, and the viewing angles are again not so great. However, for most users, it should be decent enough for, again, basic web browsing, taking a few images here and there, as well as for dialing. Otherwise, you have access to three capacitive controls beneath the touchscreen panel, which correspond to the multitasking key, home key, and back key, and they are not backlit, unfortunately. But the top does feature a proximity sensor, but no ambient light sensor, so you have to control the brightness of the screen by yourself, and also a earpiece. The screen is capacitive, and it does offer LG's knock code service, a feature we didn't expect to find on such a low-cost phone. You can double-tap anywhere to turn the phone on and also to turn the phone off again. Otherwise, the back features a 3.0 megapixel fixed focus camera, no autofocus, also no LED and no vanity mirror, and also a loud speaker. The top features a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, the side features a volume rocker, pretty tactile responsive, and the bottom features a micro USB port for charging, syncing, and finally the right-hand spine features the power on-off switch, which is tactile responsive and nicely placed, so it's very easy to press. Otherwise, the phone itself, again, is basically the same as the LG Lucky. It runs on Android 4.4 KitKat, has a Snapdragon 200 processor clocked at 1.2 GHz, has 512 MB of RAM, has about 1 gig of built-in storage accessible to the user, expandable via a microSD card slot behind the back cover, and so on and so forth. So performance is not anything outstanding, but it still is pretty lucid and responsive as you're navigating through the UI and opening up different apps. As long as you're not multitasking or anything like that, you still should be fine. Of course, LG has their typical customization. If you used any LG phone in the past, you'll be right at home here. From the drag down notification drawer to the extras like the quick memo to the calculator, it's all been updated and also been refined by LG. But you still have access to all the regular Google services, including things like utilities, as well as the Chrome browser, Gmail, Google Maps, Google Books, Drive, YouTube, Hangouts, Play Store, and so on and so forth. So you have access to all the traditional applications as well. A few bloatware is pre-installed, inclusive of a security app by McPhee. There's also managers by TrackPhone for your minutes, and it again allows you to track how many minutes are remaining. There's also a trial version of an Office suite for editing documents, and that's basically it, a pretty light experience. The biggest flaw with the LG Sunrise, just like the LG Lucky, is that very low built-in memory. So if you install more than a handful of applications, your memory will be full, and you have to move some apps into the microSD card. But it does become a bit of a tedious experience, and overall, we just recommend this phone, I guess, for non-power users, for people who just want to install maybe two or three apps, a very few games, and they should be fine. Again, multitasking is not the strong suit of this particular phone. But as far as you keep things light, you should be fine. And again, the overall software experience is better than we expected on such a low-cost device. The screen is also pretty bright and visible under direct sunlight, which is another plus, and you have the ability to change the brightness directly through the drag-down notification drawer. Taking a look at the camera, which is actually something we didn't discuss too much in our review of the LG Lucky, On the Sunrise, it's the same ordeal, and that is to say, it's not a great, great camera, but it does the job for some emergency situations. It doesn't have autofocus, and it doesn't have too much detail either in your shots, but at least the capture speed is quite fast. So if I wanted to tap on whatever I want to capture, it quickly saves that image into my memory. There are a few other settings that you can play around with, but it is pretty minimal, so I can change things such as the resolution, I can change some different filters, I can say things like cheese, and if a photo will be taken automatically, there is a grid that I can turn on and off for aligning different images, a self-timer. Let's take a look at this. So the cheese or smile whiskey LG will automatically take a shot. Cheese, as you can see, the shot was taken. One of the limitations of the LG Sunrise, just like the LG Lucky, is that there is no front-facing camera. So there is no way for you to do Skype calls or to do video chats or to do selfies very comfortably. And I think that's an omission that is a little bit crippling almost, just because really, even budget phones these days should include a secondary camera for conferencing or contacting friends and family members, because that is an application that people tend to use a lot, at least here in 2016. So we wish that was something that would be included. And unfortunately, it's not. It's an area where LG had to cut corners, and it might be a deal breaker for some folks out there, and it certainly is something to take note of. Otherwise, the phone has a pretty strong reception quality. It also has a pretty good Wi-Fi antenna, so web browsing is pretty good. You can play back YouTube videos without any hiccups or any problems, and some very light games will play as well. There is an accelerometer, and that tends to work nicely. And for more extensive details, I will refer you to our original review on the LG Lucky, which again, this phone shares the same attributes, basically. So at the end of the day, the LG Sunrise, just like the LG Lucky, remains a great low-cost phone for budget-conscious customers on TrackPhone Wireless. It is slightly better in our opinion just because of that GSM capability, which is more versatile, but performance remains the same, which is to say good enough, but not outstanding, and we do wish the display was slightly better. But call quality is excellent, battery life rated at around 4 to 5 days is also excellent, and basic performance is also very smooth, responsive, and lucid. We're also fans of the amount of work in terms of software customization that LG provided on such a low-cost phone. To learn more details about the LG Sunrise, as well as the LG Lucky, basically the same phone, but with different radio bands, you can check out our review down below. Thanks for watching this video here at OS Reviews. This has been the LG L15G, also known as the LG Sunrise.